my dear doctors and brothers and sisters. Om Shanti. Namaste. 15 people said Om Shanti, 3 did Namaste. What others are doing? Those who did not responded, do you know what they were doing? Watching TV. Few days back we were watching TV. There was terrorist attack in France. We kept on watching for so many days because we can't do anything unless we go there. But for this whole day when you are here for the conference, it's a different type of conference in fact. Stop watching TV. All are seasoned speakers who give almost 300 presentations in a year. Although we have prepared ourselves well, but what we are going to share depends on you. If you like what I am sharing, nod your head, so that I am not sure, I am sure you have not went to sleep. Other than such conferences, participants go to sleep. If there is something humorous, laugh loudly. Do you know how to laugh? Do you know? Prove it. Only 20-30 doctors know laughing. Children laugh 80 times a day. But as we grow older, we forget laughing. So what we should do? Make small thing big and laugh. We need a reason for laughing, isn't it? If you laugh without reason, then they will send you in my clinic. You know clapping? Yes, good. Laughing, clapping is a school studies. But university education is to feel these points. No, if you really become emotional, I'm going to talk on emotional intelligence. Even if there are tears in your eyes, it is wonderful. Shall we begin? In the beginning of 20th century, when IQ tests were developed, parents were very anxious to know IQ of their children. And those children who had high IQ, parents were proud about them. But soon it was found that IQ is not important. There are many who had very high IQ, but still they were not successful. Manasa is a society. To become member of this society, you need only one qualification. Your IQ should be more than 130. But within a decade, it was found that large number of members of Manasa were not successful in their life. So the whole thought was transformed. Pendulum had swung. That to be successful in life, we need some other factors. And that's how the whole concept of emotional intelligence has become popular. Actually, because of IQ, there is a lot of development in gynecology. Pregnancy complications have reduced. Infant morbidity and mortality has also reduced. Even though so many diagnostic criteria are there. But at the same proportion, children have become more hyperactive. Like daily I see several patients with ADHD, autism, learning disabilities have increased so much. So actually what we need is not only IQ, we need also EQ. And EQ actually in nutshell is soft skills. This is communication, time management, dealing with your pressures effectively. No, when there are upsetting situations, how you maintain your stability. These factors are very, very important. It said, with IQ you are hired, but you need EQ in order to be promoted. Because of IQ you are hired, and because of lack of EQ you are fired. So now what we need is some other factors to be a successful gynecologist. Because of EQ, you are promoted, you become successful gynecologist, but you need SQ in order to feel satisfied. Otherwise, even after having a wonderful practice, there may be a sense of vacuum within. There may be hollow within. So, no, for that what we need is spiritual intelligence. IQ is only that tip of the iceberg. The other factors are much more important. Because in actual practice, as you already know, almost 33% of effects which we get is placebo effect. So, for that, no, don't just think it's a placebo effect. We are catalyst of this placebo effect. No, what you do with your patients, how you behave with your patients is very, very important. Perhaps the very first lesson in emotional intelligence I learned when I was doing my gynec clinical term in second MBBS in Nair Hospital. Our professor will talk to patients, like, no, the dialogue went on something like this. She will say, Sakubai, ghabraycha nahi, ja parent mi aaye tumhi ghabru naka. She will examine a Gujarati patient and will say, Meena ben, tamara kokhe ka nahi yo janamvano chhe. And we students will look at each other. No, patient's face were bright, positive. So these are the skills of emotional intelligence which are not taught to us actually in medical colleges. EQ makes us aware of our feelings and that of others. EQ is a basic requirement to use our IQ. Your IQ may be very good, but to use your IQ you need EQ. Because otherwise it will cloud your intelligence. You cannot take correct, prompt decisions and become aware about your feelings. There may be pressures of work. There may be complications taking place. But to handle this situation, there can be two approaches. One is you take it as a fear. You take that event as a threat. And another approach can be you take the same event as a challenge. When you take those events as a challenge, your capacity increases manifold. Even you can deal with all aspects of that situation in an effective manner. And to take our difficult situation as a challenge, remember these three words. If you have something, write down also. These three words are face it, fight it, and finish it. What? Keep your hand like this. Everybody please do it. Yeah. You will give a free punch in the air. Don't hit your neighbor. Okay. Face it. No, everybody should say. Only two of them are saying. No? There should be a sound at least in the surrounding, isn't it? Okay, something is going on in this hall. Huh? Face it. Fight it. Finish it. Yeah, good. So no, whenever you have a challenging situation, another good gesture is like this. Keep both the hand like this. And say, face it, fight it, finish it. Yes, yes, yes. Say, say. Yeah. Just do two, three times. And your energy level will increase. If you want to take your situations as a challenge, there is a slogan. Everybody will repeat with me? Yes or no? Yeah. Fek do hamari zindagi ko aag mein. Aag ko bhi badal denge hum baag mein. Vijay honge har marg par. कि आने दो मौत को भी सामने. So have some such things ready with you and repeat them and you will be able to deal with your situations very effectively. Actually, the word emotion, so emotional intelligence is not to become emotional. Emotional intelligence is to manage your emotions effectively. And emotion is derived from e-mover, that is E plus motion. It is energy in motion. Emotion have a tremendous energy. One lady doctor had a paralytic attack and she was admitted in a big hospital in London. Even after 3 months, her condition was not improving. So consultant said, we don't know, we have done everything possible, but her condition is not improving. Maybe any day she might die. Once a friend came to visit her. In the conversation she said, I am 100% sure that my husband loves me. But he has never said so. That friend went and told her husband also. When he heard, he became so emotional. He couldn't sleep for the whole night. He thought that I love her so much that probably I won't be able to live without her. But it is my hesitation, it is my shyness that I have never expressed it properly. Next day when he went to hospital, he has tears in his eyes. And he said that what you said is absolutely true. It is my weakness. Please don't leave us. I won't be able to live without you. Believe me, within 5 minutes her condition started improving. Within 5 days she was almost 30% better and discharged from the hospital. No, what lady doctors are thinking, do you know? I recognize your mind. They are thinking that I should have invited my husband also. No, still you can do that. Please take out your mobile and call them. No, such wonderful things are going to happen in this conference. We need to manage our emotions in such a way so that it doesn't cloud our basic general intelligence. And there, what we need is clarity of mind. No, more relaxed you are, more clear it is. Like, no, if water is steady, still, you can see your face very clearly. If water is not still, you can't see your face. Similarly, when your consciousness is still, you can see what is going on within. And that's a wonderful need. The foundation of emotional intelligence is awareness. Do everything with awareness. What is awareness? Awareness is to catch the sensation before it gets converted into thought and feeling. Before any feeling, even before any thought, there is some sensation. Like now, before vomiting we have nausea. The same way something happens, no, before you have a stress, you have anxiety, you are becoming angry, you are becoming jealous. Catch that sensation. Do like this. Everybody please do it. Now slowly, slowly. Take it farther away. Bring it closer. Yes, something is happening between the palms. No, palms are getting attracted towards each other. As if there is an energy field. No, this is awareness. Actually, eat with awareness. No, walk with awareness. Even when you are examining patients, examine patient with awareness. It's not only external things. It is what is going on in your mind is also important. Because intuitively you might catch many things. Emotional intelligence is to use your right brain. We are all left brain dominant. No, we need a holistic utilization of our brain. And now emotional intelligence will give you empathy, motivation. No, empathy is like when you put your foot in my shoes, you would realize where it hurts. So likewise, see from your patient's perspective. Not only patients, you know, your paramedical staff, junior doctors. No? See things from their perspective also, and automatically you will develop empathy. And for motivation, a scientific study was done where they found that if salary is increased, that motivation remains only for 2 months. If you are promoted, then that motivation remains for 5 months. But long-lasting motivation can come from within. So now think of, from within if you are motivated. Now self-motivation is the most important thing. Mind is the cause of bondage. Same mind can become a cause of freedom as well. Now how we use is important. Actually the whole thing is our attitude. Like if you look me from the front, I am looking like this. If somebody is watching me from behind, it's something different. I have seen many doctors are not satisfied with their profession. It's because our attitude is wrong, in fact. They say that we are not earning as much as industrialists earn. Or IT professional of my caliber, I don't earn even half of that. But remember, medical profession is a profession of emotions. Now, if you have chosen medical profession for money, it's a mistake. There are two types of profession. There are profession where there is a lot of respect but no money. Like no primary school teachers. I consider my school principal as a god, but he had little money to even treat himself. Whereas there are profession where is a lots of money but people don't respect them, say politicians. But in our profession, there is enough money, at least we can have basic luxuries, and at the same time, patients respect us as a god. Every day at least one patient tells me, that doctor, you are god for me. So this is our real game. So now take those emotions. That is millions of rupees in fact. Such positive comments which we can get from our patients. Hence we have to change our thoughts. Soch ko badaliye, sitare badal jayenge. Nazar ko badaliye, nazare badal jayenge. Kastiyon ko badalne ki zarurat nahi. Sirf dishaye badaliye, kinare khud wa khud mil jayenge. No, just change the direction of your thoughts. And you will get healthy emotions. Emotion managed properly becomes devotion, what I have shared with you. Emotion not managed properly can become commotion. You may lose everything, but don't lose hope. What is the meaning of hope? Read in the slide. Hold on, pain will end. So any type of pain, if you hold on, pain will end. And patience is the most important criteria of emotional intelligence. The whole study started, we are short of time. Otherwise there were research studies in which they found that those who had patience, they could become more successful. EQ is not just being nice. No? Sometime you have to be assertive as well. No? Assertive behavior is a part of it. A gynecologist in a municipal hospital, no, too many patients will stand on her head. So rather than becoming angry, she will do like this. So no, all patients understood that doctor is disturbed. You know, they would go away. So likewise, any body language is fine. But don't lose your temper. Remember, patient is always impatient. And doctor should not lose patience on his patients. Yeah, tali baja sakte. Tali kyun bajane ki pata hai? Kyunki aise conference mein log so jate. Ek baar mere jaise professor lecture de rahe the, front mein ek ladka so gaya. So he told his neighbor, please wake him up. He said, why I should wake him up? You only made him go to sleep. So that shouldn't happen. Okay. Emotional intelligence is actually those soft skills as I was sharing. It is even no social skills. No, smile to your patients. You know, remember their first name. No, learn little bit of their language. Like, no, whenever I talk in Marathi, patients are very happy, although I know only 70% of Marathi. But still they are very, very happy. So, no, learn that language. Put little bit of effort. Manage your time effectively. No? Even if there are problems, no, always think positively. No, what actually, no, positive thinking, and if you read my books, there are hundreds of examples on positive thinking. Still people are not able to think positively because that essence is missing. The crux of positive thinking is, even if there are no advantages in the present moment, in future there are large number of advantages. Let me share my personal experience, which is very true. When I was doing my first MBBS, I started balding. Just think, 19 year old, half bald. So what sort of comments people will give? I have faced all this. When I started my private practice in Mumbai, I was 29 year old. Friends had told me that, look, for a couple of years, much patients won't come to you. But within 3-4 months, large number of patients started approaching me. I used to wonder, what's the reason? Soon the mystery was solved. Once a company secretary came to me. He said, doctor, it looks you are senior most psychotherapist in our area. I never go to junior doctors. Mujhe to janne mein pure 10 saal lage ki taklu banne se kya fayda hota hai. Because still there are so many who are not laughing. No? For some it's very difficult to make them laugh. If you crack a very good joke also. Laugh freely. Finance minister has not put service tax on laughing. So it is how we manage him. These are Peter Solovey and John Mayer. These are two good doctors who first time quoted this word emotional intelligence. And Daniel Goleman, when he wrote his first book Emotional Intelligence, which became bestseller in 1993, this world has become so popular. Now everybody has heard about the whole concept. There are 8 qualities of emotional intelligence. Quickly I will share them. They are self-control, to delay gratification, can-do attitude, self-discipline. They are motivated, they aspire for excellence, good character and better judgment. What are they? Let us understand. To delay gratification. It is said, think before you act. Before anything you think. When you are eating, can I eat 10% less? When you are sleeping, can I get up 20 minutes before normal schedule? When you are talking to your children, can I be more attentive while listening to him? No, when you are examining your patients also, can I make him more happy by some of my comments? No, think. Don't say immediately that comes to your mind. Try to delay gratification. No, do small things. When you do small things, soon you will find that you will start doing difficult things. Ultimately, you will end up doing impossible. What is the meaning, spelling of impossible? I am possible, right? Keep your hand like this. Everybody, please do it. I will say impossible. You will say I am possible. Okay? Impossible. Impossible. Yeah, so whenever that thought comes to impossible, say I am possible. Yes, I can do it. Can do attitude. I can is more important than IQ. And when you think that I can, our ability is tremendous. We are using hardly 2-3% of our real brain power. Einstein had used only 16% of his brain power. So think how much possibility is there. And there this particular thing that I have ability, I can do it. Self-discipline. Self-discipline plus enthusiasm is equal to miracle. No goal is beyond your reach with power of self-discipline. As I said, start disciplining yourself in small ways and ultimately impossible also can be achieved. There is no substitute for self-motivation. It's from within. And when you are motivated from within, you would also become spiritually intelligent. Ultimately, what you need is spiritual intelligence. What is spiritual intelligence? One of my close relatives was to be delivered. Gynecologist said that we need cesarean. Everybody had too many questions. So I called Dr. Subdha Nail. She said, don't worry at all. You just send mother in my hospital. And we will do everything needed. She said in with such an confidence that everybody was relieved. And wonderfully, you know, everything became uneventful. But now that baby is 2 years old. So smart, good. She is so smart and good that everybody says that how come no, your daughter is so smart. So her mother says, a spiritual doctor had touched that at the first instant. That's why she is so positive and spiritual. Yeah, my time is up. But still, I wish that if you are interested, some of my books are also available. 4 of my books are there. One book which I would suggest if everybody can read is Stress-Free Living in 21st Century. It contains almost everything what I am sharing. There are other books as well. Let me conclude with this couplet. Samay nadi ki dhar jisme sab beh jaya karte hain. Samay bada balwan jisme parvat bhi dhal jaya karte hain. Aksar log aya aur jaya karte hain. Parantu aap jaise kuch log itihas banaya karte hain. Thank you very much.